Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to episode 36 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, the show that aims to provide you with the tools, tactics, and techniques to allow you to be the best version of yourself and to maximize your potential. This episode is about the practice of centering yourself, the practice of finding calm when the world around you is chaotic. But before we get started on episode 36, I want to give a quick shout out to episode 35. In episode 35, I outlined three lessons I had learned from reading Less Doing, More Living, Make Everything in Life Easier by Ari Meisel. Episode 35 is available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not had a chance to give it a listen, make a note, put it in your diary, add it into your calendar. It's out there. Put some time to one side and take a listen. If you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe button or like button so that you can catch all the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because it helps us to expand the audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it and share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts, talents into the world. I want you to wake up in the morning and feel excited about the day you've got ahead because you are exploring your potential. This episode was inspired by the amazing Leo Babauta from his website Zen Habits. I've put a link to the website in the show description if anybody wants to take a read of his amazing Zen Habits website. As I said at the top of the show, this episode is all about the technique or the art of centering yourself. Our lives are frequently chaotic and turbulent. We can become overwhelmed, disorganized, or confronted by unexpected events. At times, we can feel like ships in the middle of a storm being tossed around by the ocean. And this can cause us to shut down or go into an anxious state. Alternatively, we can simply sit with the chaos in a relaxed manner. Becoming centered is a way to find peace within the chaos that might be surrounding us at any one time. It's about being in check with what's going on. Individuals who are centered are typically calm and peaceful. When the world around us gets a little bit crazy, a little bit chaotic, a little bit unexpected or busy, it has an impact on how we feel. And the art, being able to center yourself gives you the opportunity to actually bring calm and then to be able to react with your environment in the right way, to make the right choices in the right state of mind. And once we notice that we're starting to develop those feelings because of what's going on in the world around us, we can practice centering ourselves. Now, there's lots of ways of practicing centering. This is the technique I've developed and I want to share with you. And it goes a little bit like this. First thing to do when the world around you is going crazy is to pause. Notice how you're feeling, not the thoughts, but the bodily sensations of loss of center and chaos. Just take the time to notice the sensations you have in your body. Just take a few moments to notice those sensations, whatever they may be: frustration, anxiety, fear, overwhelm. Notice where they are in your body. Notice how you're breathing. Now, breathe deeply into your stomach through your nose. Deep, open breaths. Let your muscles relax as you take a long breath out through your mouth. Let yourself rest in that lack of center. Now, find some way to connect to the world around you. Look around, notice what you see. Notice what you're hearing. Notice what you're smelling at that time. And lastly, notice what you taste. Now, start to feel gratitude for this moment. Feel the appreciation for the storm and everything that's going on around you. Feel a connection to the other people. To feel love for the world just as it is. Think of four things that you are grateful for in this moment, no matter how small they are. Feeling grateful to be alive, to be connected, to be able to behold this world in its breathtaking form. Ask yourself, what do I want? What would be a benefit to others? How can I get the best out of this situation for me? Then, choose to take action from that. Now, that is my routine for centering myself. And the beauty of it is, you don't have to do all of this. You can pick the parts. You can simply just pause and breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, while noticing the world around you. Just sometimes expressing that little bit of gratitude for actually being able to be there in this moment. No matter what's going on, the fact that the gratitude for being alive and being able to experience this moment. The full sequence, though, in roughly that order, can be really powerful. And it's something, once you've practiced it and it's become that routine, it gives you the ability just to ground yourself at any moment. And when we have the ability to ground ourselves, breathing and being at one with what is happening around us, no matter what that is, it makes something new possible. We can deal with the chaos in a new way, with a different perspective and a more relaxed manner. We start recognizing that we're feeling chaotic, and then we can practice grounding ourselves. We can approach the chaos of our lives with openness from a grounded position. We may experience fear, frustration, difficulty. However, we can deal with these in an open and honest manner. We're all going to have times in our lives when we find ourselves in the middle of a storm, whatever that is. Could be an emergency at work. It could be just a family incident at home. It could be a car breakdown. We're all going to find ourselves in those moments. However, when we have the technique or the skill to be able to center ourselves, we can actually relax and be at one with the storm and be able to do that over and over again. And the storm doesn't have to be the end of the world then. It's just a manifestation of this beautiful and chaotic world we live in. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast, and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button, and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favorite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.